It's Tuesday, February the 28th. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Let's take a look at sports. Well, the Aggie women's basketball team did all it took to beat unbeaten Baylor, except make free throws last night. The Aggies and the top-ranked Bears kept more than 10,000 fans in their seats and out of their seats from start to finish. But it was Baylor taking a 7-point win, 69-62. It was a wild one at Reed Arena. A&M made four more field goals than Baylor did, but 14 less free throws, and that proved to be the difference as Baylor gets the regular season sweep over the Aggies. After the game, associate head coach Vic Schaefer.
9 for 19 at the free throw line, that's as far as you need to look. You know, when you're going to beat number one in the country, you got to do the little things, and free throws would be one of those things you've got to get done. And, you know, we didn't get it done, and, I mean, we played our hearts out, guys. We just absolutely played our hearts out and did everything we could possibly do, and I'm real proud of our kids. I'm proud of their effort, proud of their focus, and I just thought we competed really hard tonight.
Looked like it was going to start out pretty ugly for the Aggies. Baylor zoomed out to a 14-2 lead. A&M brought it back to a 5-point halftime deficit with a 17-8 run in the final 6 minutes of the first half. A&M continued the run and took its first lead 3.5 minutes into the second half, but never led by more than a point, despite Baylor All-American Brittany Griner having foul trouble, spending considerable bench time in the first half and then the second half. A&M trailed by one with 3:38 left, but then suffered a turnover and two missed field goals while Baylor scored six straight to lead by seven with 1:39 left. Again, it was Griner, the force underneath.
You know, our kids were going to compete. They weren't scared. They were going to attack them and try to get inside on them. And, you know, I think that's the way you got to do it. We've tried it the other way, guys, and we ain't very good at it. So we just decided, you know what, we were going to really try to attack them and get to the glass. And, you know, if you put her in a position to foul 10 times and they pass on it five, you still get five.
That's right.
But you're not going to get any fouls on her if you just keep dodging her. And so we really tried to implore our kids to get after it, go at them. You know, Carla got some real nice looks from some of our other kids who penetrated.
That's right.
And we told them, when she goes to help, find the big girl she comes off of, because they're going to be open. So real proud of our kid. And then once big girl came out for them, obviously they're a different team.
Baylor made their free throws down the stretch, and all game long they hit 82% from the line to A&M's 47%. The Aggies missing 10 of 19 tries. Griner and Odyssey Sims each had 25 points for the Bears. Tyra White led A&M with 14, and Sydney Carter scored 13. Baylor goes to 30-0 for the year. A&M drops to 20-8. The Aggies have one more regular season game. That's next Sunday at Texas before the Big 12 tournament starts for them on March the 8th in Kansas City. We read that Texas A&M associate head coach Kelly Bond had to be taken to the hospital last night after the game, but Coach Gary Blair says she'll be okay. Blair said that Bond was in severe pain after the game, but he told the Eagle that she was suffering from dehydration and heartburn. We wish her good health. The Aggie men will say goodbye to four seniors tonight in the final game at Reed Arena. They'll play Kansas State at 7 o'clock. By the way, A&M's first round Big 12 tournament matchup is already set. It turns out that A&M and Oklahoma will play two straight games. The Aggies or OU will finish 8th or 9th in the final standings, and that's the matchup on March the 7th in Kansas City in the first round. But before that, A&M will end the regular season playing Oklahoma in Norman on Saturday. Last night in the Big 12, Kansas clinched the outright title, their 8th straight, 70-58 win over Oklahoma State, and Baylor beat Tech 77-48. Fifth-ranked Aggie baseball team is back on the diamond at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park tonight and tomorrow for a couple of midweek games. Northwestern State, where Rob Childress was an assistant coach from 1995 to 1997, comes from Louisiana with a 2-4 record for a game tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow afternoon at 3. The Aggies will go with a couple of freshman right-handers on the mound for the game, redshirt Jason Freeman tonight and true freshman Corey Ray tomorrow. We will broadcast tonight's game on 11:50 a.m. The Zone, tomorrow's game right here on 1620. Aggies will play five games in 6 days. They'll host Michigan State this weekend. In high school basketball playoffs tonight, A&M Consolidated Tigers will try to keep it going as they meet Neyman Forest at 7 o'clock at Fairfield. The Rangers are 26-7 after beating Colleen Shoemaker last weekend, while Consol beat Dallas Jesuit by 2 for their 30th win of the year. Neyman Forest has a 6'11 center named Prince Iba. who has already signed with Texas. The winner will advance to the Region 2 tournament in Waco, where they'll meet Kingwood or College Park. And Matt Kenseth, the winner of the Daytona 500 that was rain delayed and played under the and run under the lights last night. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com today. I'm Tom Turbeville.